Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Friday night, hour number two. And boy, oh boy, do we got a game going on over at Pleasant right now. 28-14 River Valley with 6 minutes left to go. Now, that was what we heard about 14 minutes ago. The game could be over by now. I highly doubt it's over, though it might be in the final stages. But what we know so far tonight is that at the half, it was 21-7 River Valley. And that Rogers scored the first touchdown for River Valley. That's Abby Crowman, who's been on the station. That's her oldest son. So we congratulate him tonight. So right now we're at 28-14. Now, if anybody, when the game's over, wants to call in this, Jeff Ruth is going to call in as well and tell us what his thoughts were on the game when it's over. But when the game does end, if anybody wants to let us know what's going on, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. I can't believe it. It sounds like an upset's about to, maybe the game is over now. Let's see what's going on here. We'll go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's over, 28-14.
It's over. River Valley won.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, thank you. All right, the game is over. River Valley has defeated Pleasant 28-14. How about that? Now, guest in studio tonight, I'm going to go through this again. I went through it in the first hour, but if you're just tuning in because the game's over now, hey, here's the whole thing. As you know, for many years on this station, 6 years, Charlie Evers was with us 3 days a week. And last year, we had a surprise birthday party for him on his birthday. His birthday was September 21st. And we had the birthday party the day before, which was September 20th, which is 2 days from now, September 18th. So we felt it only right to commemorate that tonight by having, I believe, the only daughter of his that has never been on this station be the guest tonight. His youngest daughter, Angie. Angie Evers. Angie, how you doing?
Oh, good.
Are you feeling good about it tonight?
Pretty good.
Because during the break, I wanted to make sure you were okay.
I'm okay.
You did good the first hour. People are cheering you on. They are. You're good. 28-14. We now know that Jeff will be calling in any time, I'm sure. 28-14. What do you think?
That's great.
Jeff was wrong.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Wait till he calls in. He wasn't far off, though. I will say that. If he says his pick, I'll let him know. But, so here we are. Anything on your mind tonight?
Not really. I was hoping a lot would be on your mind.
Oh, there is a lot on my mind. We can go back to the list here. Because, you know, matter of fact, I just would like to say that I don't think my Facebook posts are vague, because that's where we left off last hour. I don't think they are, even though you say that. I think what they are eclectic.
Okay.
Because sometimes you just don't want to say who you're with. And I think some people guess the wrong people.
I'm sure they do sometimes.
They do. And I don't tell them. I don't tell anybody anything. I have a complex that way.
Yeah, I know. I've asked you questions and you...
I won't answer.
You won't answer.
It's a privacy issue, and I don't know why, because I'm not really all that... It's not that all that deep. But I just am not a sharer.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know my family. And I don't talk about them. That's true. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, most people know everybody in my family but me.
Oh, that's not true. Now, why would you say that?
Because I don't normally talk. I'm not the talker.
But you're here tonight.
Yes.
Now, why tonight? After all these years, after ignoring me for more than 20 years.
Because you decided to talk to me.
See, that's not true. You're putting this all on me. But here's what happened, folks. Let me just tell you the story. Angie and I worked together at a restaurant in this town more than 20 years ago. I was not aware of it. And then somebody told me the other day that we did this. So I reached out to Angie and I said, did you know that we had worked together 20 years ago? Oh, yeah, I knew all about it. Never said hello to me. Then I say, well, you know, I worked with your dad for like more than 15 years. Did he know about it? Oh, yeah, he knew about it. I said, well, why did I not know about it? And then you said you were here at the birthday party last year. You didn't say anything to me. You said you were at Mr. McFeely.
Right.
4 years ago. You didn't say anything to me. You did not speak to me for 20 years. And we had many occasions where apparently we could have spoken to each other.
Right.
And you just said, I'm not talking to that guy. He's got issues. He's a private guy, and I'm not talking to him. I didn't like him when I worked with him 20 years ago, and I don't like him now.
See, maybe I thought because of your vague Facebook post that you didn't want to talk to me.
Is that a sign of not talking?
Maybe.
Vague posts?
Maybe.
I don't know that that's a symptom of the disease. But, you know, I don't mind that you didn't like me for 20 years.
I did not like you. I don't know where you get that information from.
Well, I just had 20 years of not talking to me. I mean, people will say, hey, when's the last time you spoke to her? Oh, about 20 years ago. That's not a caring relationship.
Well, I guess I'll be optimistic and we just have to look forward to our friendship now.
Do you think we have a friendship now?
Well, yes.
Okay. So why did it take 20 years?
I really don't know.
But now you would say, if somebody said, okay, let's do this. This is good because this will help people learn. Okay. Like a month ago, if somebody would have said, now let's go back, let's say 10 years ago, if somebody would have said, who's that guy? Because we knew each other.
Right.
What would you have said? 10 years ago.
I would say, oh, that's Scott. But that's it.
But who's he?
I don't know.
You don't know. You didn't know who I was.
Well, I mean, I know who you were, but I didn't know you like personally.
No, but I'm saying, like, how would you have described? Like, if somebody was said, "Who's that?" I would have said, "Well, that's Charlie's daughter."
I guess I don't know how I would describe you. Maybe you work with the radio.
Right. Okay. Right. So then let's say a month ago, what would you have said?
Last month?
Yeah. You said, who's that guy?
Well, that's Scott.
So I see there was a lot of progress made in 10 years. No, what would you have said a month ago?
That you worked with my dad.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, today, what would you say?
Scott, he's my friend.
That's nice. Yeah. So what changed? How did we become friends?
I really don't know.
Because clearly, you were not my friend a month ago. And for 20 years, we were not friends. I feel bad about it.
Well, I do too.
Because it should be like a natural thing. Because we work together. I knew you before anybody else in your family, which is weird thinking about that now.
Right.
But I didn't. Because you never spoke to me. So then...
But why didn't you talk to me?
I don't remember it. I really don't. Somebody had to point it out to me the other day. Like, why at Mr. McFeely didn't you come up and say, hey, do you remember when we used to work together at that restaurant?
Well, I just assumed you just remembered.
And was just shunning you?
Yes.
For many years?
Yes.
Like, you were here at the birthday party last year, and we really don't have any physical proof of that being true. Now,
I'm sure Amy took pictures. Amy takes pictures everywhere.
I remember Amy was right there, and...
I don't remember coming in here, though.
Well, this is where I was.
Oh, see, I think I was out there.
But we all were in here. Because Amy was over there, and your mom was over there, and Charlie was where you are.
I must have not stayed long.
Would you just come in, like, cop a piece of cake and got out
probably
of here?
Probably. That's my favorite cake.
I don't think you were here.
I was here.
I really don't think so.
Yeah, I know I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just didn't say hello.
I'm sure I did.
To everybody else but me. Because earlier you were like rattling off everybody who was here. Apparently you talked to them.
I don't know.
But not to your friend.
No. I guess not.
Guess we weren't friends in those days. Yes, River Valley did win. Somebody asked me. Yes, out there in the listening audience, River Valley won 28-14 at Pleasant. I bet there's a mutiny over at Pleasant right now. Now, the River Valley group, they're the Vikings. What's Pleasant?
Spartans.
What's a Spartan?
I have no idea.
I bet they're sad right now, whatever they are.
Yeah.
That's depressing. That'll be the third game they've lost in a row. And they lost to their arch rivals, River Valley.
Yeah. I'm not sad.
Well, you're a River Valley kid.
Right.
You were making fun of me at the break.
What?
Yeah, let's bring this up. You thought that was just going to be in the break? No, we're going to talk about that right now. Because the game's over and we have nothing to talk about. Much like 20 years of our relationship. No, here's the thing. Oh, Harding. Did Harding win? I don't know. Did Harding win? Does anybody out there listening to the Harding game, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let me know if Harding won, or send me a message on Facebook. People have been doing that all night. What was I talking about before we went into
you
that?
You said I was making fun of you.
Oh, yeah. Here's what you did during the break. Because I said I've never been inside Tractor Supply. And you acted like I had some kind of disease. And then you started naming stuff off that I would go in there and buy, which clearly I would not go in there and buy.
Like Carhartts.
Carhartts. Cowboy boots.
Right. You could go for a new style.
Could you see me in Carhartts and cowboy boots?
Hey, my dad used to wear cowboy boots.
But he had an agricultural side.
Yeah. Yep, we had a farm.
See, I've just never been into that.
Yeah.
I never grew up. We didn't have animals.
Do you like animals now?
I don't dislike them. I don't like when people don't put their dogs on chains and let them run when I'm out there walking. And then they come over and nip at me. And they say, oh, don't worry, they don't bite. Well, maybe they don't bite you, but they might bite me. Yeah. I know I'm going to go to the hospital one night.
My dogs probably would bite you.
Yep, we need the Harding score. This person's getting very impatient. I think they just tuned in. This is Angie. They're asking who's on the air with me. Yeah, okay. This is Angie, Charlie's daughter, Angie Evers.
Hello.
Now they know. So, you are how old?
How old are you?
I wish this was being videotaped, because that is the nastiest look I've ever seen in my life that you just shot me. Was that bad? I shouldn't have asked your age?
No. No, I'm not afraid of my age.
No, but you, like, got a little...
I'm 39.
39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Was that bad?
No.
Okay. I didn't know. Maybe it was a thing.
Oh. Are you, like...
27.
Okay.
28th of February.
Yeah. I'm getting on the older side.
Is that old? 39? You got the big 4-0 coming up.
Yes.
In January.
Yeah.
That's like 3 months away.
Really soon.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
I won't wait for an invitation.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm going to do.
But no, just because I clearly wouldn't make any party list or anything like that.
Oh, I thought you were the party.
Well, that's what people refer to me as, yes. I'll go into Tractor Supply and I'll get you some cowboy boots.
Okay.
I had an episode with cowboy boots. Not for me. I went to Nashville this year, actually, earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought somebody some cowboy boots.
Not good.
I still have them. They're in the trunk of my car. Three pair.
Three? Well, those are probably pretty pricey.
What size shoe are you? I gotta get these things out of the trunk.
Oh, no.
They've been there since February.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Huh. Straight from Nashville.
Oh, wow. They're probably pretty nice.
They are.
Yeah.
Three pair.
Oh, my.
So, what size shoe? Put your foot up there. Let me see if I can guess. Okay, you are... You know, I worked in a shoe store.
Did you work at Saida?
For a minute. I also worked at Payless.
I think I remember you there.
You probably didn't say hello to me there either.
I probably didn't.
No. Heck with him. All right. I would say that you are a size 7.
That's pretty close. Yeah.
I worked at a shoe store.
Yeah.
And I'm like sitting a COVID distance away from you.
Yeah, you are.
You're not going to tell us what the shoe size is?
Well, they probably are 7s.
Oh, I was right on. How about that?
Well, these are 6.5, but they're too small.
Oh, I'm getting a message here. Oh, this is good. Hey, Scott, it's John. I'm delivering pizza and listening. I have a question I have meant to ask you for a while. Why do you spell out COVID when you know COVID? I think I say COVID. I don't think I spell it out, do I? COVID-19. Do I say that?
I just say COVID.
I don't think I say John, I'm maybe, but I don't remember that. This is funny. John, who's delivering pizzas out there, says you sound 18.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
I do sound like a little kid. And
18's not a little kid.
I probably look like one, too.
No.
No?
No. Not a little kid.
Oh.
Maybe 18. Is 18 a little kid?
Well, when you're like almost 40.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, that's right, because you're still only like 27.
You got it. And I'm getting some flack on that, let me tell you, over here. That's terrible. This person's saying, you sound so sweet.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's from a girl. That's not John.
Oh.
That's a girl. And they're saying, you're 39 and I'm 27. That's Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. Michelle wants to know the Harding score, but I don't know the Harding score. Does anybody know the Harding score? Is anybody out there? We're getting messages galore. We got John out there listening, and Kevin out there listening, and Jamie out there listening, and Jamie's husband, who she's ticked at because he's my number one fan. And Jamie's husband is only like, he's maybe my age, like 30.
Wow.
Yeah, just a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think you look like a kid. You probably look 18, 20. Yeah, you look good.
Yeah.
For your age.
Yeah. That's great.
The age that people think you are, 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if me and Brandon, which is my
your son,
which has been on the show before.
Absolutely. Many times.
Yes.
Yeah. He always said hello to me. Say hello to your mom.
Yeah. We would go out, if we would go out to the mall, like down to Polaris or something, if we're walking together, people think we're like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that, I mm-hmm. guess. Because he's tall, and he's, what, 18 now, 19?
He'll be 21.
21?
Yeah.
Wow.
21 in March.
When he first started coming on here, it would have been 6.5 years ago, so he would have been 15, 14,
yeah,
15?
Yeah, I know I heard a program the other day, and he was just a sophomore in high school.
Isn't that something?
And I recorded it for him, like...
Oh, did you?
And I sent it to him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because he was talking to Grandpa.
Do you like listening to the shows?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they're good. I was listening this morning. It was funny this morning because this morning was your daughter.
Yes.
Who's listening Natalie. Right now, I think.
Yes, she is.
Natalie. And I like Natalie. Natalie's such a cool kid. You have two cool kids. I like both your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've met them both. Very cool.
They're good kids.
They are. And Natalie came in with Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as Brandon, but she was right. in here a couple times. But it was weird because this morning, I knew you were coming on the show tonight. And this morning, I listened to Charlie on the way in because he's on from 7 to 8. And this morning, it was Natalie was on with Charlie. And I thought, of all days, the day that you were going to come on
right.
would be the day that Natalie would be on with him.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
She liked to come in with Grandpa.
I think all his grandkids, I know Scarlett was on with, Scarlett sang at, I think it was the Bratwurst Festival or the Marion County Fair. She sang on his program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Reed ever said anything on the air.
Probably not.
But he was around. He was definitely around. Nicholas, I don't know if he ever said anything, but he was around.
He may have said few words.
Yeah.
But probably not a lot.
Like I said, Brandon definitely was here many times. He's probably on more than anybody else. Natalie was here.
I got the Harding score.
Oh, what's the Harding score?
This says Harding score was 14-7. Harding.
14-7. Harding won. Do we know who they were playing?
No.
But that works. Michelle, it's 14-7 Harding. You heard it here first. And by the way, we probably will hear from Jeff Ruth before this game is over. He's supposed to call in. So, there was, I think everybody, Don was on.
Yep.
A couple, three times. And then who's the other one?
Jacob.
He was on maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
But so I think they all have been on. Those were all the grandkids, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So they all have been on. That's cool. So they're all recorded and in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And I like to hear when Brandon's on with Grandpa.
Yeah, they had a good relationship.
Oh, yeah. They were really, really close.
They really were. And it was always good to see them come in together. Because there was a period there for a while where he was coming in quite a bit with Charlie.
Yeah.
And he also had lunch with Marge.
Yes, he did. He enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was fun. That became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, did something cool go on there?
No.
Okay, we didn't get any more information. But it's good we got our list.
It says they played Mansfield.
Mansfield. Okay, Michelle, are you happy now? It's Mansfield. Oh, I can't. John is giving you a compliment, so I'm not even going to say it on the air. Maybe I'll tell you after the show. John saying something nice about you. John delivers pizzas and listens to the show. I certainly appreciate John, but John's never brought me a pizza.
Oh, man.
So we have a little...
Hmm.
And I might like the pizzas from where he works. I don't want to say it on the air, but I might like that.
Yeah.
Hey, you brought dinner tonight.
I did.
From, you can say that, the Dugout. I never had Dugout pizza.
Dugout's one of my favorite.
What did you like? I liked it. What would you like about it?
I don't know. I just always have liked Dugout. I grew up eating it, so...
See, that's a rule of people who come on this show. You must bring food. How long have we been friends now? Because I want to make a point about this.
I really don't know.
3 or 4 days. We really got a friendship working now. No, what's it been? Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that?
Probably.
Maybe a month. Maybe.
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, we became friends like when Dad was sick, I think.
We were friendly.
Yeah.
But we didn't really have a friendship.
Right.
We were friendly. But did you consider me a friend then?
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
See?
Well, I
appreciate
it. But you didn't say it.
Well, no, because I'm too shy.
Nah. You're on the air now. You're doing fine.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm giving you an honest opinion.
Well, thank you.
So, So we've been friends for a month. Now, you know now one of the my face just went numb or something. I think I might have had a stroke there temporarily. One of the things you have to do to be my friend. Now, you know this. What is it?
Bring you something.
And preferably is?
A Diet Coke.
I'm glad we may be friends, that you know this is a good thing.
Right.
So, but I don't think that's wrong, do you?
No. I think if somebody wants to bring you a pop, they will.
Right. But people, like, say I'm bad for this. That I'm passive-aggressive and I'm... Who called me passive-aggressive? Somebody called me passive-aggressive. Because they said I was passive-aggressive in my want for pops. Can you imagine? That's insane.
Yeah.
You've known me for like a week now. Do you think I'm passive-aggressive?
No.
No. No. I think 20 years of not talking to somebody is a little passive-aggressive.
I don't know why.
But
it's
now,
not that I never liked you. I just didn't know you. I mean, I know who you were.
Did you really?
Well, yeah.
Now that you know me, now that we're friends, would you say you knew me then?
Well, I mean, I knew who you were, but I never knew you personally.
Have you been surprised to know anything since we became friends that you would not have known before?
Some things.
Like anything big?
I don't know.
I know what yours is.
I'd have to think about it. What's mine?
Yeah. Oh, see, now you came quick on that one. It's that you say that you are not talkative, but you really are. Once you're comfortable with somebody, you talk just like anybody else. Perfectly fine.
Right.
But do you know that about yourself?
I think so.
This is probably Jeff. Let's see. It is Jeff. And now we're going to turn to sports here for a second. 40 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. And our sports director emeritus, who was a guest this morning, was at the River Valley Pleasant Rivalry game tonight. Jeff Ruth. Jeff, how's it going?
Did you recognize my number?
I recognized your number. Your number set you off.
Okay. I predicted, 28-21 would be the final score tonight.
Now, let me check that out. I wrote that down earlier on.
Okay, it was 28-14. 28. So I was in the ballpark.
You did, 28-21.
Yep, River Valley won.
Now, in your opinion, what pulled it out for River Valley?
They were the better team tonight. First half, they had three possessions and scored three touchdowns, and Pleasant just... They ran the football. They could run it effectively, but once they got there, four times Spartans had the ball inside the River Valley 20-yard line and couldn't score. Mm. So that was a big difference. It was 21-14 at halftime, and then River Valley scored early in the fourth quarter to go up 28-14. But River Valley kind of... it was a game they should have won last week against Ontario and let get away in the fourth quarter. River Valley came out, and I thought they were very sharp from beginning to end.
Now, Pleasant is usually the team in Marion County that we all look to do gigantic things. Is it River Valley this year?
So far, yeah. River Valley's 3-1, and Pleasant, they've lost 3 in a row, and they're now 1-3. But, yeah, I would think River Valley... You know, I would certainly have to say at this point, River Valley is the best team in the MLS in Marion County.
Great. Well, hey, Jeff, you sound a little hoarse tonight. Are you hoarse out there in the weather?
I don't know if it's cold weather or not, but I noticed a little bit of hoarseness there, too, towards the end. Maybe it was that 3 hours I was on with you this morning.
It could be. Hey, they're giving COVID testing tomorrow over at the Center Street Clinic.
No, thank you.
Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, Scott, thank you.
Bye-bye. Jeff Ruth calling from the scene of the game tonight. It was 28-14 Pleasant. River Valley. Ooh, they'll get mad about that. 28-14 River Valley. How about that? Isn't that something?
That's great.
Jeff sounded hoarse.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-mm. Hope he's okay. He tried to blame it on me.
You wore him out today.
There's another one of my friends. So, we were saying, before the break there, before Jeff called in, what were we saying?
I don't remember.
I'm sure it was something of great importance.
I'm sure it was.
Did you get any interesting messages? Nothing big?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
Oh, I was telling you that you are talkative.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that you, normally you say you're not talkative, but you are talkative.
Right. You just have to talk to me. Like, I'm just a little shy unless you talk to me, and then I can talk your ear off.
Have you always been shy?
Yes.
Really?
I picked that up off my mom, not
that wouldn't that wouldn't be a dad thing.
No.
No. He was, there was no shyness to him at all.
No.
Did you ever see him shy or nervous about anything?
As he got older, you know, he kind of backed off on talking to people as much. You know, I think, because he would forget people's names, and I don't think he wanted to, you know, admit that he forgot their names and stuff like that.
But, oh, I do that now.
Yeah. I'm not real good at remembering names, but...
I just can't remember names, and it's bad because when I teach, I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
That's like 25 names to remember. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine. But Nally is more shy like me, where Brandon's really outgoing, just like Grandpa. Brandon will talk to anybody. When Brandon was growing up, like, we'd go on a trip somewhere, Brandon would make friends with anybody, like, no matter where we went, out of state. I mean... He'd always make a friend wherever we went. But Nally's more like me.
But would you call it shy, really?
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Shy, a nervousness. I don't know.
Now, you thought you'd be nervous in here tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was probably more nervous the first part. Than the second part, but...
You're opening up now.
I'm a little better.
Now, but you've got people out there listening. Do you want to say hello to anybody listening?
I know my mom and Nally's listening.
Very cool.
Yes. So, I don't know about anybody else.
Well, hello to Janie and Natalie out there listening.
Yep.
Two very cool people.
Yep.
And that's all we know.
That's all I know.
Okay. Well, we'll look into that as time goes on. I've got people listening. We got people in pizza trucks. We've got people whose husbands and wives don't want them listening. We've got people... We've got Kevin out there listening who knows about the donut twirls. We've got Michelle out there listening. Yeah. Jeff's out there listening.
That's
people
great.
Have called in the scores. We thank them for calling in and listening. I wonder how my Pinot Grigio couple's doing tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of them, haven't you? You've listened to the show.
Yep.
You're a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you didn't like me. For 20 years. Remember that, folks. 20 years. 2 decades.
Yeah. You were only, like, a kid.
Well, but you think that was it when we met, that I was only 7?
Yeah.
That was probably the problem. I really don't know how they let me work in there.
Right.
But there I was, 7 years old. I thought I was good for 7.
Yeah.
Would you have guessed I was 7 back then?
No.
I know. But I was. 7 years old, and here we are 20 years later, 2 decades later, 27.
Hey. Time flies.
Can you give us do you remember the score?
Oh, no.
28-14, River Valley. The Vikings defeat the Spartans. In the big River Valley fight, duel, feud that those two schools have.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever end.
I never knew it was there.
How did you not ever know it was there?
I didn't go to those schools.
But you would think that even Harding people would know.
How do you know what high school I went to?
I'm just guessing.
Do I look like somebody who went to Harding?
Maybe.
There are like five schools. How do you know I didn't go to Elgin?
Because you just, you don't wear Carhartts.
You got to wear Carhartts to go to Elgin? I didn't know they had a dress code over there.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to go over to Elgin sometime.
Well, you know, they're more country, but you're just more, I think, city.
You think?
Yeah, and since you've never been in TSC.
Not on purpose.
So that's why I'm thinking more Harding.
Harding, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I couldn't have gone to Pleasant.
No.
No. Why not?
Well, because you're too nice.
Too nice. What about Ridgedale? I couldn't have gone to Ridgedale?
No. I don't think so.
Would I have fit in at River Valley?
Sure.
You say that with doubt in your voice.
I really don't know. I would say yes.
So
I'd have probably been your friend if you went to high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, why do you think that?
Just because I figured we probably would have been friends, like if I'd have known you in school.
So it was just because we met outside of school that you shunned me for 2 decades.
Probably.
You know, that's terrible. I think about that more and more. It's very depressing. Because I think we could have, like the last 3 weeks, we could have had for 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years blown. 2 decades.
I know.
And I'm not getting any younger at 27.
I know. Me neither.
39.
Right. I'm almost like, Nally says she's going to buy me, like, those over-the-hill everything when I turn 40. She says she's going to get me those.
An over-the-hill?
Yes.
Oh, is 40 the hill?
I don't know. I think to her it is.
I got a message here. Because, see, here we go again. Now, somebody just said to me, they said, did you just say, I think they're referring to you, did you just say that I'm too nice? Did you say that? I'm trying to read this right. It's coming from a message. It says, did she just say you are too nice? Probably something about your friend. And then this is person say, we are your friend. Well, I don't know if they are or not. If they're not, they're not very nice to me.
Uh-oh.
But you weren't for 20 years either.
I guess not. Well, maybe you weren't nice to me either.
Oh, no, I was. I didn't see you for 20 years. I don't even know what was going on. Probably because I was 7 years old working at Perkins. They had me on some kind of work release program.
Probably.
There are people out there who think I'm not nice. Now, if you heard that, what would you say?
I know you're nice.
You know I'm nice.
Yep. And you're very encouraging.
Well, I try to be.
Yep. So.
I came up with, what was your thing? I did that you are more talkative than people think you are. So what have you learned during the course of our friendship of the last 3 weeks? 20 years of shunning, 3 weeks of friendship.
I don't know. I don't know. You're always positive, and I really like that.
You know where that comes from? Not being negative.
Right. That's great.
I am always positive. But these people think I'm passive aggressive. I just don't see it. I'm everybody's friend.
Yeah.
Even if they don't like me, I don't care. I'm still their friend.
Yeah.
You know? I'm so excited for Abby, though, by the way, because her son scored that touchdown. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's great.
And then they won the game.
Yep.
28-14. Good for her. I only say stuff when I know she's not listening. That's nice. If I knew she was listening, I'd be all over her.
Does she think you're nice?
No.
No.
No. She doesn't think I'm nice. She thinks that I am... Like, you know, you've listened to the show.
Right.
Yeah. Like, she thinks when I'm saying stuff on air that is a little, you know, sharp, she thinks I'm serious. But that's not really the truth. I'm right. just having fun.
Right.
She takes it personally.
Hmm.
Now, Michelle never does.
Yeah.
They're like peas in a pod. They cut me out of a party the other night. They did. I was shunned there, too.
That's not good.
No. Then they showed up. Did I tell you about this?
I think so.
They showed up at my house.
Yeah. Whew.
I'm funny about that. Well, I told this on the air this week. Yeah. Oh, so this is nothing new. They showed up at my house. Now, what was I supposed to do? Offer them some chips?
Maybe some Lay's.
Some Lay's chips? Yeah. I had some. Yeah. Left over from Labor Day. I could have done it.
You could have.
I have about 1,800 Butterfingers in my house. I could have given them.
You could have done that, too.
I do. I have a Butterfinger bouquet. I have Butterfingers just laying around. It's a thing.
I like Butterfingers.
I can give you one. You want a Butterfinger?
Sure.
Good.
Yeah.
And those donuts are donut twists.
Twists. I'll have to look and see if they have them at Dollar General.
They're very good.
Yeah. Did you go to Nichols when Nichols was uptown?
Yeah, I'd been there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the last few years they were open, though.
No.
No.
I was really sad when they closed.
You went there a lot?
Not a lot, but...
They used to have, like, the cart of sweets.
Mm-hmm.
The little sweets where you could buy, like, one of sponge cake and one... Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
One chocolate Little Debbie thing, one peanut butter bar.
Yeah. I was really sad when the Chicken Shack went out.
What's there now?
Nothing. Well, I mean, they have the drive-thru, but there's nothing in the...
No more Chicken Shack? Somebody I used to know...
I don't know what happened to it. I'd never, ever heard.
What, is it like recently they shut down?
Oh, it's been months.
See, I don't think I ever went there.
I can't believe you missed out.
What should I have gotten there?
Chicken. No, I always got mashed potatoes and chicken and noodles.
That's what I picked up for somebody one time.
And that you was never like, ate it?
No, I picked it up for somebody and they ate it.
I mean, that was like their staple. That's what everybody got.
Why was it so good there?
I don't know. I mean, I went to the Chicken Shack every week. I mean, sometimes twice a week.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How come you've never brought me any food? You did tonight.
Right.
Right. But other than that, I mean, you've never, like, homemade chicken and dumplings or noodles or anything and brought them over. I mean, what is this?
I don't know. I haven't really been in the cooking mood lately, I guess.
Well, let's see. What would I like? Do you cook anything special?
No. Not really. Chicken sandwiches. Mom likes my chicken sandwiches.
Like shredded chicken? Oh, I like shredded chicken sandwiches. Yeah. Some people cook them, though, and they're dry.
Mine are not dry.
They're dry, and they taste like chicken. You know, I want that different taste to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know the secret to that. Somebody told me one time what the secret is. It's in the soup.
Hmm. Yeah.
Don't you use soup with that?
Creamy chicken.
See, that's not the soup that I use.
What do you use?
It's a family secret.
Hmm.
But it does change them. They taste much better, and they taste... they're not dry.
I know some people put stuffing in them.
Nope, not stuffing.
Hmm.
Are you trying to guess my old family recipe?
Yes.
Can't.
Are you going to make your chicken sandwiches for me, and I'll make my chicken sandwiches for you then?
Is that like a war?
Yes, chicken sandwich war.
But who tests it out? Who's going to check the winner?
I don't know.
Because clearly I'm going to vote for mine, and you'll vote for yours, right?
I don't know.
Do you make them in a crock pot?
No.
You don't? Well, where do you make them?
On the stove.
Oh, no, so you crock pot it.
Well, I mean, I just make them on the stove. I mean, it depends if I'm making a large amount. Then I would put it in the crock pot.
You know, I made Sloppy Joe earlier. You like Sloppy Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't usually make them.
I was making Sloppy Joe earlier. And somehow, I spilled it all over the stove. And that the title is right. Sloppy. It was a mess.
Yeah. That's me every time I cook.
Oh, it's bad.
I'm a messy cook.
Well, a few years ago, I about burned down the house.
You did.
The stove on Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. It was bad.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's not good.
About did me in. So, we're getting close to the end. This has blown by, hasn't it?
Yep.
I bet you're shocked.
Yep.
Did you ever think you'd make it 2 hours?
Nope.
So why do you think you're nervous of this medium that clearly is in your blood?
Well, who knows what people think of what I say. I guess maybe I worry about...
You did good. We heard all the good compliments, right?
Yeah.
You've been fine. And you don't sound very young.
Like a chipmunk?
No, you don't sound like a chipmunk. Because I can hear it. Can't you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound fine.
I'm trying to deepen my voice.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I'm trying not to sound squeaky.
Is this like a conscious effort tonight to not sound squeaky?
Maybe a little bit.
See? You don't sound like a chipmunk, though. You sound fine. You sound good.
We'll see what people really say.
Now, if you hear this on the repeat, what will you do? Will you listen?
Probably.
You listen to yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't critique yourself hard. Because I found that people critique themselves very hard when they hear themselves.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what I would do. Because I guess I've never been in this situation before.
But you'll enjoy it. You'll be back.
Maybe.
Now, what do you mean maybe?
Maybe.
20 years? You'll be back in, 2040?
Yeah, if I'm alive. 2040.
You'll be 60.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that bad?
But how old are you going to be?
In 20 years?
Yeah.
Well, what will that be? 47?
See?
I'll be here.
You'll still be here.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Where else would I be?
I don't know.
You know, broadcasters never go away.
Nope.
We're here forever.
Forever. Yep.
Because we've got a lot to say.
Yep.
No, you'll come back. You might be the new co-host of this program.
Oh, boy.
No, that's not... Is that bad?
Well, I don't know. People probably don't want to hear me all the time.
Oh, they do, right? You got a whole fan club.
Sure.
I've had... So you're size 7. I wonder if those boots are size 7. If they're size 7, I'm going to... You might have some boots coming your way.
Okay.
3 pairs. Do you like cowboy boots?
Well, sure.
Oh, man. These are some boots.
You could do the boot scootin' boogie in them.
Do you dance?
I probably could.
Is that like a line dance?
Yeah. You could do the line dance.
But, I mean, would you know how to do it? Cause there are
yeah.
Oh, see, I have no idea.
Yeah. I could probably still do that.
You used to do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Where does this go on at?
Well, any type of dance.
Oh, so this was like high school dances.
Mm-hmm. Dance or, I mean, gosh, that was a long time ago. Any place that would play it, I guess. Just like the electric slide. You know, everybody knows how to do that.
Why do they always play that at weddings?
I don't know. Do they still even play it?
The weddings I've been to, which I avoid, I do not. Oh, have you ever heard my wedding invitation story? Because I always like to get people's... We'll do this quick before we wrap up here tonight. Okay, here's the story. Your mom's heard this. I know she has, because Charlie and I went through this 1,000 times. People think I'm wrong, but I don't think I was wrong. Okay, here's the story. Now, my cousin was getting married, who I am not super close with. In Southern Ohio. And all the family was going to go down to the wedding. And I couldn't go. So, I wanted to send a card. So what I did was I got a really nice pricey wedding card, and I don't like to, like, you'll know if you ever get a card from me, I don't like to just sign it. I like to write something in it because I think people keep cards and read them years later.
Right.
So I wrote something really quick because I knew my family was leaving, and I wrote something in the card really quick, and I sent it down to the wedding. The night of the wedding, I get a phone call from my uncle, who is, and they're at the reception, and he's screaming at me on the phone, you know, I'm going to come up there and get a grip on you, and I'm going to grab your neck. He's angry. And at first, I thought he was kidding. I thought, what? I had no idea what he was doing. I said, get a grip. He said, I'm going to come up there and get a grip on you. I thought, what is he talking about? And he said, this card you sent down here. And I'm thinking, I didn't even know what he was talking, because it was so minute in my head. I didn't even know what he was talking about. He said, we just opened your card at the reception, and my daughter's in tears. Okay, here's what was written in the card. Now, I don't think I was wrong in this, but here's what was written in the card. Okay, are you ready? Wedding, remember, nice wedding card. Okay, you might be the first to agree with me on this. I wrote, sorry, I can't make it to this wedding. I'll try to make it to the next one. Now, isn't that okay?
Well.
No?
Probably not.
So now that's a running joke in my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
So now anytime I don't go to anything, that somebody will inevitably say, why don't you just send a card?
And you really wrote that for real?
Yes. Here's what.
You didn't think about it?
I swear I did not mean it maliciously. I meant it like, I'm not there, so I'll try to make it to the next one.
Not specifically a wedding.
I guess it came off that way, but I get, but I meant it jokey. I didn't mean it.
So is she still married?
Yes. And angry with me.
Still?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's chilly when I see them. Yeah. All about that, and honestly, we're talking like probably 16 years ago now.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. That scarred people.
Oh no.
And I swear, and they don't believe it. I've told them. I said, what I was saying was that the joke's on me. I'm sorry, I can't be there.
Yeah. Aw.
Now, am I in the wrong?
Well, I mean, I guess if you accidentally meant it, didn't mean it the way that it was taken.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
let's say you get married. Okay? Hypothetically.
Okay.
And I send that card to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're at your reception. What would you do?
I'd probably just laugh.
Yeah. See, why couldn't I have that happen?
Right.
I had tears.
Hmm.
16 years later. Still a little chilly. Well, we thank Jeff Ruth for calling in tonight. We thank the people who called in the scores tonight. We thank everybody who listened. We thank John who's out there. Be safe, John, delivering those pizzas tonight. And I'm glad you enjoy Angie. I'm sure she'll be back. Thank Natalie and Jeannie who are out there listening. We thank Kevin who told us about the Twirl Donuts. We thank Brett and Jamie who's angry because Brett's listening to the show all the time, and she has to hear my voice every time she gets in her car, and maybe we'll get him a trophy as the number one fan. And Michelle for listening. Thank you, Michelle. And Abby, who wasn't listening, but we're congratulatory for her son because he scored touchdown number one tonight in the River Valley defeat of Pleasant, 28-14. So how about that? Did we hit it all?
I think so.
Right. So, we're all done. You want to sign us off? You just say goodnight.
All right. Good night, everybody.
See, that was easy. Have a good night.
Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWDH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com and Speedy Delivery.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Charlie, rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the WWGH Radio 7.1.